This is Incredible Hulk from Ingression. Keep learning and listening to Agent Academy.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode 20, recorded on April 18th, 2018. I'm Agent Soho.
And I'm Agent Goony Guy.
And we got episode 20 for you today.
2020!
Exciting. Very exciting. Today we're going to be talking about some Circle K. Brent's excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And aren't we all? Big news in alternate universes regarding the Osiris sequence, and also some news regarding November Lima, the cool van, or is it a truck? It's kind of more of a van, I guess. Anyway,
it's a candy thing. It's an ice cream truck.
Candy van for adults. And then you got the Epiphany Night. And then there's no Krugene this week. So I guess we'll stay tuned for next week for that. And that'll about do it. So thank you. See you next week.
See y'all next week.
All right. Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah! Okay!
Excited.
Uh-huh.
So what's up with the meat and potatoes?
That's the show, like the meat of the show. I don't know what the potatoes are, but, you know, we'll find out, I guess.
Okay. See if they're, like, scalloped or if they're, like, fried or baked.
Yeah, or just mushed.
Sour cream, maybe a little cheese. Probably a lot of cheese.
Actually, you know, we're going to be talking about bacon during this episode, so...
Bacon potatoes,
you know, yeah, some sweet bacon and by the way, there's not going to be any ham-fisted attempts at pig jokes here. So let's get into this thing before it gets any worse than it's already gotten.
Nice.
I'll stop hogging the spotlight if you.
Oh
if you
God,
will.
We need.
Sorry.
To,
see,
I think we need to move on with the sow. I mean, show. Or something. How bad can we make these?
Oh my. So you want to talk about what you did this week?
Sure. Mostly, you know, I haven't actually been able to play as much as I would like to this week. I've been working on some websites. We're working on our website for the Agent Academy podcast. So if you haven't gone there yet, it's kind of in a beta. Go ahead and go there kind of thing. Just don't yell at us if something's broken. Just let us know and we'll fix it. But we're keeping up with the news on there. And we're trying to figure out what people want to see web-wise. Like, are there tools? Are there... is it just information? But mostly it's so we can relay all the information that we do on the show instead of, you know, say, hey, go here, go here, go here, and go here. We can just say, hey, go here. And that'll give you all the information about the show, agentacademypodcast.com. And you can earn achievements. How cool are those, right?
Awesome. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's like having your own badges, right? So we've created all these instances where you can earn badges or medals or whatever you want to call it. And for real world things, also contributing to the show, some quests, all kinds of really cool stuff. So it's kind of the beginning of something really big happening right now. So definitely go check out the website. Again, it is agentacademypodcast.com. It's awesome.
Pew, pew, pew. So been working on that and other websites. And of course, that's what I do during the day is websites for the, so just web. But also I went and tested out the Circle K stuff today that was in the news. We'll talk about that in the news. So I'll save that for that. Let's see. Also this week, I got a button maker. You know how much I love buttons, right? Well, I want to show you this contraption. I'm not supposed to lift anything over 5 pounds, and this thing's probably at least that. But it's a ton.
Wow, it's like made out of iron or something, like cast iron?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. And the cool thing is, my daughter actually drew a frog, and I don't know if this will show up on the camera. I should have put the... I'll add an image to the show notes when those are, but I don't know. Can you see that?
Yeah, that shows up.
She drew this in Photoshop, and it turned out really good. So anyway, I'm making buttons. I made some buttons for her out of them. And so we'll be able to make some buttons of like the achievements and stuff that you get on the site. And then if we see an anomaly, like I think that's the cool thing is like if we see an anomaly, we can give you a bio card, but it'll have a code that you'll get a badge on the website for like, hanging out and stuff. So I'm super, 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 super excited about that. And still recuperating. Just a little bit of pain where they pulled up my gallbladder, but that's all good. So, and then I guess the only other thing I was wanted to talk about this week is after the removal of the Guardian metal, I've noticed that I have been recharging a lot less. Like, I still need Onyx recharger, but I'm only like 3 million away. And it's just like, used to, I would just sit there and go through and make sure I just kind of kept everything recharged just to kind of help out the team, right? Because, you know, someone has a Guardian out there that, and I, you know, help them out. And now it's just like, only if, you know, is it easier to tell if there's like targets, portals that people want to keep up for other reasons than a Guardian? You know, if it's a target for a future op or something, like, are people going to start checking and seeing, they really keep that one up all the time. I wonder why, you know, things like that. Be interesting. See how the game kind of changes if fields will drop more or anything like that because people aren't keeping portals up. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
I have noticed that too, though. Like around here, it's like everything is neutral. Like it's been so neutral since the removal of the badge, and it's partly my fault too. It's not like I'm blaming everybody else because like somehow something in me is like I'm usually very insane about recharging all the time. I don't like to have any XM in the tank. I just have to recharge something. But I don't know. They removed it, and somehow something deep inside me has died. and it's like, I don't know. I have it, and like everything in my surrounding area, my neighborhood is just dead. except my home portal. Well, I mean, that was
get out there and move, son.
Well, the thing is, like, it's they're always like neutral. So I'm like, cool, pop, pop, pop. So I'll just like bring them back to life, get some AP, and then watch them die, and then pop, pop, pop. I'll bring them back to life. So it's like, I mean, is that where we are now, or is everybody just going to be like, who cares about longevity? Let's just let them die and get more AP by, you know.
And I think there will be some changes, but I think we're also seeing a little bit of just, you know, after a big event. Like the Dark XM, everybody's kind of drained, right? Just from trying to go out there and either drop portals or capture them. So I think a lot of people are just kind of taking a rest, a little breather before anomaly season starts and things are going a lot quicker. I have noticed the resistance around our town has been more active this week. So I don't know. Maybe it's because they won the anomaly. They're like emboldened and they're out there like, show we won. And, right. And maybe the Lighten's like, I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm all sad.
Yeah. Actually, in our Twitch chat here from KFort88 said, I'll have lots of room, key room now, which that's true. I hadn't actually thought about throwing keys away yet, but I do have a handful of keys that are special for charging, but I've considered a lot of Guardians throughout the years, And now I'm like, maybe I should do an overhaul, like a spring cleaning. Actually, it's at real spring right now anyway. So how about that? Everybody go through your key library, archive, whatever you want to call it, and just clean out all the stuff that you thought was once going to be great for the long game. Right. And it's like, what are you going to end up with? Just, you know.
Five keys. Just, and that one from Disney World.
Right? Hey, I still keep my November Lima one. I keep that forever because I love like looking at it every now and then just to see what city it's in. I'm like, where is it? Oh, weird. Like, where is it now? Like, it's kind of cool.
Well, I'm glad they gave them back after they all vanished because I got to get mine back and that was good. But I've been doing something with the keys, like you said, and kind of cleaning out at the same time. So when I'm like going through recharging, I'll start at one end. And if it's neutral and not something that I really, really want to hold on to, you know, I recycle it. And then I go through and I recycle. And then if I see something that needs recharge, I recharge it until I'm out. And then just so I keep kind of going down the chain, recycling and recharging. And hopefully I'll just have green keys left over to recharge. And then as they either go neutral or blue, they get recycled.
Throw them away.
Throw them away, right? And it's almost a good idea to, like, there's one portal that I had, like, 50 keys of. And it's not even a good, like, anchor for anything. So it's just dead weight. It was just a bunch of keys. Like, I can only link it, like, pretty much once. And then it's just how it gets fielded over. So it's just, like, almost useless. But it's great to have that many keys that are, you know, it's just... free XM, and I can just sit there and drop 15 at a time to fill up or something.
Right. True. You know, I was just thinking, where is my November Lima right now? NL1331. It's on Krung Kasem Road. You know, it'd be cool if it said what city that was in. There's like Arabic writing on the nearby portals. Where is this? I'm confused.
I bet you could look on events and see where it is, right? We'll actually have information on where it is in the news, right? Because that's part of...
Yeah, you know, that's too bad because like...
the summer tour.
The wording on the address gets truncated. There's, you know, three dots, dot, dot, dot. And there's no way to like... see the whole thing. So it's like, gotta be fixed for Prime, man. Gotta be fixed. That's not, you can't have that. But cool. All right, then.
So what else would you, what else have you been up to this week?
Oh, yeah. So me and you went out to lunch this week. Me, you, and I.
And you and
we went
me.
To lunch.
We went
and
to
we got
lunch.
We got some spicy subs down at, what is that place called?
Firehouse. Because it's always place. A portal at Firehouse.
Always. There's always a mural because there are murals there. They're like firefighting murals or whatever, you know. This one is like firefighting meets missiles meets rockets, I guess, really, because, you know, this is Rocket City. Anyway, so we go there and we're just, you know, hacking away or whatnot. Well, this, see, like, I'm super full on inventory lately, and it's mainly weapons. Like, I have so many bursters. I have so many, way too many low level bursters, ones, twos, and threes, and fours, and stuff like that. Tons of them. They're great for knocking out mods and stuff, you know, instead of using ultras. But you know, you don't need that many, like, especially if you can't hack anymore because of it. So anyway, so I just went ahead and just kind of like just recycled a whole crap ton of them,
except for one.
Well, yeah,
that you put on the ground. Like, what is this?
I started to litter the ground. I'm like, no, let me do this the right way. Let me charge some nearby portals by recycling this crap. Anyway, so I figure, hey, you know, we can't sit here and hack while we eat, but I'm super full. And if I get any more XMPs, that's it. I'm uninstalling. So no, I would never do that. I would uninstall my sub before I uninstalled the game, but whatever that means. So, anyway, I guess so, right?
I've uninstalled Blanche.
I just uninstalled my sub.
Yikes. But so we farmed with an IDO, EN transmuter positive, which is the basically all items that are hacked will only be the defensive items, like resonators and portal shields and stuff like that. So, which is great because like I've picked these things up before, but I'd never used one, you know? I mean, it's like this super rare stuff that I always want to just hold on to, you know? Get that mentality. And any game I play, doesn't matter what game is, if it's super rare and it's a one-time use, I'm very particular. Like, yeah. I'm like, when is the moment?
Like in World of Warcraft. And if you logged in right now, you would have the bank full of all this crap that you're like, I'm saving it for that perfect moment when I play the game again.
Uh-huh. And then after two expansions, I'm still holding on to this old crap that's actually really pretty useless. Right. But at one point, it was so cherished. You
know? Give you 50 hit points.
Right? Anyway. Yeah, exactly. Which was so much back then. So anyway, so that's kind of how I treat this. And you're like, hey, let's just slap a IDO on it. Well, okay. So we did. And it was perfect because, hey, that's what I was lacking was the... defensive stuff, mainly resonators. Oh God, I only have eights and sevens right now. So, did that. That's my my IDO story, and you know, so it's IDO EN, which to me, like we always look at, always think it's like ENL, you know, like enlightened, like. What does that mean anyway? Because I'm on the wiki right now. It says the IDO EN. Transmuter is a portal mod sponsored item that bears the name IDO N. Okay, so that's a sponsored item. See, I didn't know that before. Okay.
They sell fine loose leaf tea online.
Is that what they do?
If you go to itoen.com, yeah, that's what they do, but I don't think that's who sponsored it. They're getting some free publicity.
I did not realize. And it's green. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody Google IDO N, EN. Tell them we sent you. No. Okay.
Maybe
cool.
That is who it is.
Who? The IDO N?
Yeah.
So, I don't. Yeah. I guess that's who it is. I mean, because it is a green logo and everything. That's just very weird. And people in chat seem to know this. And hey, we're just now discovering this.
Japanese coming.
So
green tea,
green tea, baby.
So maybe that's awesome. EN for enlightened. It's green tea.
Mm-hmm.
It all fits now. It all makes sense.
There's no blue tea. I'm sorry.
their logo is a big shamrock.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
Yeah.
No. I like that Milo sweet tea myself.
So it's because of all the sugar.
Get some Milo shields going on here. I'll get some of those.
So now should we start like ordering some green tea from them and start giving that away on the show?
Right? Yeah. Oh, and also it might be Ito. It might not be Ito. It might be Ito.
It probably is Ito.
Ito seems easier to say. Like, it rolls off the tongue better. Ito. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's give away some of this stuff. Anybody want some Ito?
Want some of that Ito? Maybe some Ito. Yeah. Give away some itomes.
Itomes. I feel like we're probably done with
the show. Like, we just sank it off the end of a big cliff and just said, oh, look, they sell it at Walmart. That's cool.
Oh.
Tea bags. And tea Matcha bags. Love. They got IDO N Matcha Love green tea.
Oh.
This is productive stuff here. Let's, how about we move on into
situation report.
All right, sit rep in the house. And this one's packed. We got lots of good stuff. Let's start off the sit rep with the most important bit of intel that anyone has ever gotten this entire generation. And it has to do with Circle K.
Circle K. So, and we got questioned on Twitter, of course, is the boycott over? And so we did a news story on the Circle K boycott, which I don't think is actually a thing, or if it is,
you boycotted them.
Well, no, they keep getting my money because I keep going there trying to test it out to.
You almost boycotted them,
but other people do. I don't think anyone actually does. But anyway, so if you noticed, if you hacked a Circle K portal. The past couple of days, you had a chance to get a media. It was actually a media dropped, and it was a coupon.
A coupon.
Does anybody say it like that? It was a coupon for different things on different days. So if you go to Circle K on Wednesdays, you would get $2 or two Circle K cash. And Thursdays, you get a free coffee, and Fridays, you get a free Polar Pop cup, which I don't know what happens if you get your free Polar Pop cup. Wow, that's a tongue twister. And then have them scan the app where you get the free code for getting the Polar Pop. If you would get the code too, or I mean, I don't get the codes at all. So this doesn't work for me, but I think I figured it out. So I went today. Because I went yesterday and I hacked and got the media, and of course I couldn't do anything with it. So I went in and bought a Polar Pop and had them scan the app so I could get a free code. Ha ha. And absolutely got no code, even though it rings up and it says on the thing. And I just kind of look at it and go, meh. Yeah, I'm wasting your time by making you scan this damn thing every time. Anyway, so I went back today with the coupon and I was like, well, what is $2 K cash, right? Circle K cash. Like, what does that mean? So I got a Polar Pop and had them scan the code this time. And it scanned. It goes bleep. And it put a thing up on the screen. It said scanned whatever. And and she was like, that's still 87 cents. And I'm like, well, what's the $2 Circle K? Shouldn't that be enough to cover? But apparently it's zero pennies. I was like, so what is this? Because it didn't obviously give this. And it says, like, right there, like, she's reading it, $2 cash. She's like, well, I don't know. It may not work here. Apparently, they were bought out and became Circle K. And so maybe they aren't. And it does say on the coupon, like, you know, where available or whatever, but it still scans. So anyway, I'm gonna try again I guess Friday, because I don't really want to go during my lunchtime to get a free coffee. So I'll go Friday to get a free drink from a different one, and I haven't actually scanned anything in that one, so maybe it'll work there. So I guess my point here is, if you want to do any of the Circle K stuff, if it doesn't work at one of the Circle K's, don't keep going back there and giving them your money and having them scan it, because that makes you a crazy person. That's apparently what I am. Go to a different one where it may work. South Parkway works.
Okay.
So I got to go all the way down there. I have to I tow in my car to go down South Parkway and try that one.
Wow. I mean, it's such a hassle, it seems like. I mean, what is the deal here?
What is the deal? I did get my 10 codes. I think I told you about that. But I'm going to give those away on the website as part of achievements, I think. So...
Oh, yeah, anyway. Right. Okay. Very cool.
So, anyway, good. That's the Circle K stuff, and I don't know if that made any sense, but good luck. Let us know how it goes for you. What is $2 in K cash? Like, what is the... when you trade that in for American dollars or Canadian loonies... Toonies, Doonies, Dooney and Burks, and or whatever money you use, how much is $2 Kcash worth? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know, because it will change the course of humanity. It's very important stuff. Anyway,
I don't know if I would go that far.
But we have some news about future anomalies and Ingress Prime. So this is the OSIRIS sequence.
What?
This is a very interesting new video that came out. And you might have already seen it, but we'll go over it anyway. So this was a conversation between Hank Johnson and Akira. Forgot the last name. And Sukasa. Huh? Anyway, so it's basically describing multiple universes. So so what will happen this year in 2018 is we're going to be able to relive the anomalies of the past, but the experience will be in a different universe. So we'll be in Abaddon again, which I always said Abaddon. It's not Abaddon, is it? It's Abaddon.
I like Abaddon.
Abaddon.
So Cassandra, Recursion, Darsana, and Abaddon.
Yeah. Darsana, that's one. Yeah, that's the old one too. We didn't go to that one. So those will be after Prime comes out, because, like, you know, the conversation they had kind of alluded to what Prime is, and it's opened this bridge to a new universe, and once we go in, it will be Ingress Prime that we are experiencing. And wow, it's pretty crazy stuff. So,
and I'm wondering, like, what is this setting up? Like, is it just a way to transition into the new scanner, or are they like saying this next set of anomalies is Prime, and then after that it may be something new? Like, they may, you know, it's almost like, you know, a new Windows 8 and then Windows 9, you know, it's like, right. But we're going to call it different things. And so this is Prime, and then the next one will be, you know, Prime Squared or something.
Right. Prime Squared, Prime X.
And then they can reset the anomalies and the scores. And there's people are wondering if this means, are they going to reset the network because it's a different universe? And they already, you know, they kind of walked back that statement already that, you know, originally they said they were going to, and then they basically said, no, we misspoke, or that's not what that meant, or whatever. We're not going to. And then now you kind of see that it's a new universe. They could, but maybe they won't. But it'll be interesting to see. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's a great way to kind of, it's a good mechanism to be able to change drastic, like, rules, like, drastically, you know what I mean? Like, just like remove big sections of the network or the game, and redo things and call it, this is how it is in this universe. Right. And like, it's kind of a writing technique as well. Like, I've seen this a lot in, like, TV shows and movies where they say, like, a season two would come out and they'd say, oh, well, this is just a new universe. So you have the same characters, but they don't have the same memory, or they're this, this poor guy is now rich in this universe, and everything is just, you know, it's like a bunch of dice put in a, you know, what in a if? Bag and just shuffled and just thrown out. Right. So it's like, it's like a big what if kind of a thing. So, I like it. It's not like, oh, what a cop out. I think it's really cool. It's always worked and it's interesting. And so now we'll kind of have these two timelines to kind of deal with as well. So that's where the confusion comes in. If people were really following the storyline and everything like that, which, you know, it's hit and miss with that. I mean, there's a lot to know, but there's also a lot of books to have to kind of absorb to really get everything. Right. But I think it's interesting, and there's probably no real way to predict what's going to be in Prime, because now that they've said this is a new universe, anything is possible. So right. I don't know.
Right. And J-Ray made a comment, getting rid of the Guardian badge makes resetting less complicated, which was also a big reason why, you know, people were kind of upset at the thought of that reset to begin with. So all of that happening, it almost seems like it's an inevitability, to take it to the Matrix, you know, right? That it's just kind of, they're setting it up for it to happen. So, you know, maybe we should just expect it. And I don't know at this point if it matters, right? It almost might be kind of cool to just kind of reset it. Like, what would you do that day one if you knew it was resetting? Like, would you plan for an op to, like, okay, we got to hit these portals, light them up, and get something going? You know, there's like, what would you do different?
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So that could have been removing the Guardian badge was obviously on everybody's mind, and it was something that was, bad for the game or whatnot. But secretly, it might have had to go anyway because it was like, you know, hindering code. It was making that complicated, like you said. Like I hadn't even thought about that. Interesting. And that means that they could have a new Guardian system in this new universe.
Right.
Yay!
And hopefully they will. Something that maybe they'll take some of the ideas from the show that listeners have submitted that we've talked about, what would make a kind of a good Guardian, right? Like I think the best one I've heard so far is where you just keep a portal going, but if it dies, you can reset it up and it just kind of stops the counter until you get it going again. And it's like, you know, that's kind of what a Guardian is, right? You want to keep it alive. Anyway, also to go further with the Osiris sequence and all this stuff, Epiphany Night. Have we, I feel like we talked about that a little bit, but Camp Navarro Epiphany Night, it's coming. You can now registrate for it. That's not a word. You can, registration is open. And you can go and registrar or registrate, whatever you want to call. And they got the swag bag stuff online, so you can see what cool stuff you can bring home to remember your fun time there at either one of the camps. And it's 36 days away.
Huh. 36 days. Huh. Cool. So, have we recruited anybody to get us some footage?
I believe we have a listener that will be there. And get us some stuffs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some
cool. Let's see here. So that's cool. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then we have. Oh yeah, and that was it. But one quick thing of note about Osiris, who is an Egyptian god. We know this from playing Smite. But I'm sure everybody knows that he was an Egyptian god anyway, because
it didn't take Smite, right? To.
But he's an Egyptian god, right? He is the Lord of the Dead, the underworld and rebirth. So he is known for the drawings and the depiction of him is having green skin.
Ah. Well,
what does that mean?
And I believe these first the four anomalies, I think, didn't the Resistance win all those? Maybe not all of them. But they won, I think, a majority of those. So maybe it's they're trying to reset that.
Right.
I think that's what it is. I think maybe Niantic's really, you know, they're pulling for the Enlightened.
Huh.
That's what it must be.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that in there, right in the mix.
Also,
his skin is green just like that. I eat OT.
Eat OT? You're going to drink the eat OT and, you know, get an Osiris tattoo and join the Enlightened or switch. You can flip if you're a Resistance. It's cool. And there's new dates for NL1331EU for this summer. So if you are, you know, in Europe and you're not busy dealing with GDPR and screwing up my life, you can go look for the truck and all these places. They're tour dates. And you can go to the events website or ours and see what they are, because there's lots and I'm not going to read them off. How's that? How's that for no news? Not news. Whatever you want to call it. I mean, I'll read them off.
Go look it up yourself.
You want me to start reading them off? Oh, no, no, that's okay. It sounds like you're angry at me for not reading them off.
I'm super mad.
So, let's see. May 25th, 2018, it'll be at Castle Kaltenberg. And then May 26th, 2018, it'll be at Castle Kaltenberg.
Cool. Wait, what?
And then May 27th, 2018, it'll be at Castle Kaltenberg.
Sweet. Which universe?
This one.
Which dimension?
I don't know what universe I'm in at the moment. What's happening? What's happening?
Speaking of what's happening.
What's in the capsule?
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 And
well,
then,
it's all over the floor.
Right? And then on May 30th, it'll be in Prague, Czech Republic. Oh, God. Just tune back in an hour.
So we got a couple things in the castle this week, and to get them started, do you want to get it started?
Sure, let's get this party started. Is that what you meant? You want me to sing some?
Yeah.
Let's get this. Okay, so I was thinking, and I feel like we might have even talked about this before, but. Like being able to specialize and have like some sort of skill system or talent system, something that as you level up, you get points that you can put into something like being able to recharge more. So every time you recharge, maybe it uses less XM or recharges more for that XM, or you can do more damage, or maybe shields and mods have more bonus when you put them on. Things like that, but you have to kind of pick and choose what you want. Like, you can't just up all of them. So you'd kind of go down a talent tree and specialize.
Okay, so how would you then excel in each skill? Maybe kind of like the more you blow stuff up, the more you're better at causing damage, you know, being destructive or something, you know, like maybe each skill could have its own tiny little XP bar, you know. It's like an old MMO, like I'm really good at jumping because all I do is jump. Every time you jump, you get one XP and jump. So by the end of like the year of playing this MMO, I'm like an awesome jumper. I mean, that's a terrible example because like that would be lame, but you know.
Well, maybe you could jump to some place that you know, other people couldn't get to, so now you can access special places.
Right, so you can jump high or far or whatever, you know,
or real low. But yeah, you're the lowest jumper in the world. I have never seen someone jump so low,
so low
in my life. Like, he got like maybe just like a centimeter off the ground. How does he do it? I almost didn't even see him jump. It was it's crazy.
But yeah, I like that a skill system. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you charge long enough, you get the Onyx badge and recharge, right?
Right.
But once you get that badge, shouldn't you be able to get maybe some perk in charging? Of course, that would be part of the skill system, but that's kind of on that same, same idea.
Well,
that's
and they have something similar to that, I guess, in Pokemon Go. So, like, when you catch enough of, like, say, fire-type Pokemon, you get better at catching fire-type Pokemon because you've caught a bunch of them. So maybe it kind of works like that. They already have it kind of built into the code. And so maybe we will see something like that where the more you rank up an achievement, the better you get at that sort of thing. So
cool. So, yeah. Right.
So it could be there.
Nice, nice.
What about you, Agent Soho?
So, how's about, here's a new feature.
I don't know.
New feature idea.
No, you don't know about features? That one.
You don't like ideas, or you don't like features?
I think I like features too much.
So, this is both for noobs and for science.
Well, now you've sold me.
Or science experiments. Okay, so how about a practice portal where you slap it down on the ground, wherever you are, it doesn't matter where
like
you are.
Like a slap chop?
Yep, you like a slap chop. Like, bam, slap it, chop it. You can do both.
But it's a portal. Like,
yeah, you slap it on the ground, just like a slap chop. But so this is kind of like the training. If you went through the training, I'm sure everybody has, you have that little practice portal where you can like, okay, now deploy. Okay, now attack it. Okay, now recharge.
Now well,
what
slap
if you
it.
Could just do this? Now slap it. So what if you could do this all the time? And basically this is just to test things. Like, I don't know, you could sit there and glyph hack it all day. You won't get anything, but you could practice. You could probably get really good at it, honestly.
Well, and you could learn your glyphs.
Yeah, you right? can learn
like
glyphs.
I mean, there's websites and stuff that do it, but like, there's nothing like being able to do it in the game just like you have to do it.
Right, right. It just forms that habit that wires your brain, right? I mean, the more you do something, the better you get at it. So also, you could do things like you could test how many eights it would take at this distance to blow up a portal that has two rare shields on it or whatever. And this could train you, or this could give you a feel for what it's going to be like once you go across the street to kill your neighbor's guardian, right? Well, there's no guardian anymore, but like you want a clean in and out kind of an op. So you can practice on this portal and get the tactics just right before you get out on the field. So there's a lot to be said about a practice portal for science, but also for noobs. You know, I mean, just like, what do I do again? Let me slap this down, chop it a few times and just see what I can do. Because some people starting the game are just like so confused. I just saw it this week on Reddit. Somebody was like, yeah, just start the game. I don't really know what I'm doing. Is there any videos or anything I could you guys can point me to? Slap shot, baby. Slap shot.
Good thing you tuned in this week, because you just slap it and you pull it and you twist it and you slap it and you pull it and you twist it and you bop it. I like that. Yeah. I like that idea.
Cool.
Noob friendly.
Oh, yeah. We got any more? We got some contributions.
We do. We have another contribution from Agent Finnegan M, who says they'd like to be able to change the color of capsules from blue so that when dropping it, you can tell the difference between other capsules on the ground.
Okay.
So when we've talked about naming them and passwording them and things like that, but you'd still have to be able to read it. And I guess the color, except for colorblind people, because I was like, wait, they're blue? I thought they were purple. But that's my color blindness, I guess. So just make sure they're colorblindness friendly colors.
Well, okay, here's an idea. Here's an idea I have real quick. Okay, this is highly inspired by a feature in Windows, if you're a Windows person. It's been a feature since Windows 95. So
is it Clippy? Are we putting Clippy in the game? Duty, help!
Oh, so you're trying to deploy. You need help with that?
I'm so, portaling. Let me show you how to fully resonate. No, sorry.
Okay, when you drop a shortcut on your desktop, it automatically puts the word shortcut to, and then the name of the shortcut, right? Well, if you put the same shortcut on your desktop, it just adds a little parentheses one parentheses. If you copy it again, parentheses two parentheses. So What if you take this same kind of paradigm, I guess, or whatever, and apply it to Ingress? So now what happens is when you plop one on the ground, it automatically says Soho. Whatever name, of the person who puts it down. If I just throw another one down, this one says Soho, (1). If I throw five down, then we got (5). You know what I mean? Just like a shortcut. Slap chop, baby.
That. I see that. But how about this? Okay, so you got my brain thinking here, and probably with the Mickey Mouse voice I was doing earlier. Howdy! what if you could skin the capsules? So you're a big Punisher fan. You're dropping the Punisher capsules.
People that'd be cool.
The Punisher. And maybe it's like kind of like the key things where you could buy a skin for, a buck, but then you could always use that skin. Like, it's not like a one-time use. Like, it's just, now I have that available. And so it's a way for them to make some money and pay their developers. And they don't have to fish into the old Pokemon Go money or the Wizards Unite money. They can have their Ingress money. And that'll make everybody happy.
Yeah, I like that the best, because that just opens up more customizable elements, which we really have a lack of.
You need to put a skin on your capsule.
Sorry. So, and that is basically everything that's in the capsule.
Is that everything?
It's everything.
Anything.
Inconceivable.
There's that code stuff again.
Comms.
It gets shorter every week, it feels like. Okay, so cause at one point it was like 30 minutes long, I think. So we got calls, we got comments from YouTube, we even got one from Reddit. Let's let her rip.
Let's hit it. Okay, you ready for this one? This one is from Agent Hizzy Biz from Iowa, who called in, and they said something like this.
Hello, Goonie Guy in Soho. This is Hizzy Biz from Iowa. I want to make you aware of a local anomaly. It's called Bake Anomaly here in Iowa. I'd like to invite you to Google it. And then if you ever feel so kind enough or interested enough, talk about it on the show. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Cool. Bake Anomaly. So this is, we did Google it, and we came up with the Google Plus.
And then page. We slapped it.
And then we chopped it. So this is pretty cool. He has all the info here. This is an anomaly, an event happening. Let's see when the date is here, May 5th. 2018. Oh, you have the graphic up on the screen. And really cool artwork, actually. I like that. There's a pig butt in there, too.
Pig butt. And he's going to slap it.
He's going hog wild, everybody. Slap that pig butt.
Bring me that beautiful bacon pig footage.
I love the name, by the way. Too far. Really great. Bacon Anomaly. So this is May 5th. So this is actually not too far away. This is like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, about 3 weeks away, 2.5, something like that. It is before the Epiphany night.
Yeah.
So you could possibly do both. I would love to go. I would absolutely love to go, but I will not be able to attend.
I'm just too scared to attend. I'm scared I'm going to get trampled by pigs with corn for feet, and that would scare me.
So Iowa is actually northwest from here. So we're North Alabama. It's really not that far. If I had the time, the funds, and everything to go, we would probably just take a road trip up there. It doesn't look like it's just west of Chicago.
Oh yeah, it's just a hop, skip, and a 15-hour drive.
I mean, because like. the thing that I don't really want to do again is drive to the California coast. Like, that just took entirely too long. But I would be okay driving to Iowa. You know, we drove to Wisconsin once. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know. I mean, we may be going to the old Chicago. It's probably about the same drive. But I mean, this is a, it would be a 12-hour drive.
Yeah, 12 hours not too bad.
So you want to go to the Bacon Anomaly?
Although, you know, like stopping at all the portals along the way. I mean, getting tons of uniques, that would be 24 super hours sweet. Drive. Yeah, right? Yeah. But anyway. But yeah, Google it, find it.
Then slap it.
Read about it. Then slap it.
Shot it.
Let's see. What else we have here? We have from a YouTube comment. We got from Manindar Pal Singh. Probably didn't say your name right at all. I apologize.
I think you nailed it.
He says, "Hi, I'm a new agent. I started playing Ingress to submit portals for Pogo, but I became so absorbed."
Oh, it would be nice to have the full comment there, wouldn't
it? Oh, it says, "But I became so obsessed that now I have to quit Pogo and play Ingress all my free time."
You're like,
wow, that's pretty cool. Excellent, sir. So that's cool. Well, good. We're glad to have you. I don't know what side you chose, but you know what? Doesn't really matter.
Was it the right side or the wrong side?
Cool. Well, good. I'm glad you found us as well. That was a comment on episode 15 of our podcast. So I guess you're listening. Hopefully we're not confusing you too much. Feel free to contribute again. Give us another note. Let us know how it's going and what side you picked.
And what level are you, and what are some things you want to know about the game?
Yep.
And we will find someone who can answer all that for you. Probably Incredible Hulk. Someone mentioned in the chat earlier, it's gone bye-bye. But that's how they learned how to play. And for the noob who was talking earlier that wanted to know how to play, that's a great place. Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. Great guy, too. We'll have to have him on the show again. And then down here we have, I just grabbed this from Reddit. How about this? The noob question of the week.
Yeah! Okay!
So there's always going to be a noob because people are always finding the game, right? I guess it's not polite to call them noobs, but hey, no, we were
but
all
it's
there
the
once.
Truth, right?
Right.
You want answers?
So this person, Miss Dr. Medic, actually from Reddit, asks, "Why do people keep saying ping to me?" So this is kind of a feature that's missing.
A feature.
This is a workaround for a missing feature. So when someone wants to look at your profile and not necessarily converse with you, they don't really want to talk to you, they just want to look at your profile, your stats, if you say ping or if you say something to somebody, then their name pops up on the comms, and then it's clickable. That's the only way to get someone's name to be clickable in your scanner. It seems ridiculous, but hey, you know, like we always say, maybe Ingress Prime will fix this,
right?
So
yeah,
I will.
Yeah. No,
that's about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Yep.
That's how it is. No, they've actually changed something in there. If you go to your scanner and just, matter of fact, you can try this on Soho. It's S0H0. Mm-hmm. If you just go to the scanner and type that in and then hit enter without, you do a dot after it. Like you do the name space dot, then it won't actually send the message, but it will give you a clickable link. So everybody should try that with Soho. S0HO space period.
At?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. You should try it with your own name.
are you being stupid?
me being stupid.
group of it.
Inconceivable!
That's a button there somewhere.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
So, I believe that...
I mean, I just said your name with a dot. That's all I thought for it.
Agents, it appears we have found something interesting.
Inconceivable!
Media acquired.
So, no new media this week, but I did want to report back on the suggestions that Bob L. Britannico sent in last week, the rain alarm. I've actually had it on and was able to use it without meaning to this week because it went off and let me know that some rain was on the way. And it was true to its word, and there was some rain came. And so it warned me, and I didn't get out of my car. I mean, I wasn't going to anyway, but... If I had been planning to and it went off, then I would have been like, I'm going to stay dry. So good. As well as the mobile OPR or OPR on mobile at the, you know, opr.ingress.com. That's awesome. I've been doing OPR more because of that. And as well, coming out soon, I believe they just released it in Europe somewhere. I think to get ready for the GDPR. No, I'm not triggered. But the ability to do the edits. So, like, people will submit the edits and whatnot, and then they can get stuff changed. So, hopefully that will be everywhere soon. So, keep your eyes out for it. There's more help stuff to tell you how to do things properly when it does. So read it.
Cool.
And do it and slap it.
Slap it and chop it.
And chop it with a slap.
Are you still in good standing?
I'm in the great standing.
Yeah.
Oh, those damn hinges.
Pardon me. Agent Soho, Agent Goonie Guy, I'm afraid you are needed in the Situation Room. If you could please wrap it up.
Again? Every week? We gotta get back into that old Situation Room.
Why does he just text us or something?
Right?
It's a lot quieter than those freaking hinges. So anyway.
So we got some
achievements.
Achievement. Matter of fact, everyone who's listening to this show, watching it, whatever, who hears this voice and does this, will get an achievement tonight. If you just go over to the Agent Academy podcast website, and on the right side, you'll see like a input code here. Input this code. AA20AA. And so that's AA, the number, 2 and 0, and then AA. I believe in caps. May work both ways. But anyway,
yeah.
And you'll get an achievement for episode 20 for listening to it and hearing it. And we'll do this for future episodes. It won't be the same numbers format. And letter. So you can just be like, hey, look, I got 21, 22, 23.
All right.
It'll be different every time, and you'll have to figure it out. So thanks for that. Emails to people who subscribed on Twitch with a code. They'll get the Twitcher, I believe, achievement, as well as if you did YouTube Super Chats. There's a YouTube one, too. There's a code for that. So if you didn't get the email, just let us know, and we'll get you the code, because we got a list of all you cool people who subbed.
Yep, yeah. Cool, man. Don't forget to check out the website. Of course, if you're going there anyway, to put your code in, agentacademypodcast.com. Of course, that's where you find, you know, RSS feeds, link to all of our stuff, our Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. We don't even have to tell you what all that stuff is right now, because just go to the website, go there. Also, our Instagram is there too. All the goodies, all the baddies too.
Yeah. And so now we can quit telling you. We can just tell you the one thing.
Yeah, exactly. Makes life easy. Simple.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate it. Let your friends know about the show, too. The more people who send us questions, comments, ideas, I think the better the show is, the more broad it is, the more in-depth, and the more cool it is, and the more something it is. It's something. It's so slap it. Slap it good this week. Don't slap your friend. Slap your podcasts.
And your enemies. All right. Well, have a good week, and we'll see you next week for episode 21.
And get out there and move.
Move it.
Like, don't move your house unless you're like moving your house. But, you know, like, get out there and walk and stuff. Run. But not like if you've got like a hurt leg. Like, don't sue us because we told you. Anyway. Bye.
Yeah, if you're bleeding, put a bandage on it. What are you doing?
Bleeding?
Getting blood everywhere.
If you're bleeding.
Bye.
Bye.